man of the sports animal, Mr. Jake Trotter of ESPN. Jake, are you back on Oklahoma soil?
Yeah, back in Oklahoma soil. Went to the Big 12 baseball luncheon today. Saw some of the coaches getting ready for the big tournament downtown. So, yeah, back in the great state.
We're talking Big 12 baseball. What'd you find out? What can you share? What was the buzz today?
Here's what I found out. The food at Mickey Mantle's is pretty good.
Did anybody try to smuggle a spit cup in there? Any of the baseball coaches?
No, there were no spit cups that I saw, but, you know, those guys are pretty good at hiding that stuff.
They just swallow, man. They're baseball players. They don't need to spit.
Yeah, Roger Clemenson was the player of the year. Matt Kroon from Oklahoma State was the newcomer of the year, their shortstop. And a lot of stuff going on. We got the Sooner softball team in the Super Regional against Arkansas. And then the Women's College World Series next weekend in Oklahoma City. So it's a big time, even without the Thunder. We got a big couple of weeks here locally.
Who's more dominant, the OU women, the OU softball team, or the Golden State Warriors?
Probably the Warriors, but the women's softball team is pretty dominant. I don't know how good is Arkansas. I mean, you probably know more about this than I do, Mark. Can Arkansas hang, or are they going to get
stopped? Yeah, Mark, handicap the softball super regional, please.
I'm laying the points with OU. What do they outscore their opponents? 21-0? Yeah. Give Arkansas two chances, slim and none.
I just kind of feel like I just need tickets.
I'm trying to get my dad in there to see it. He loves the OU softball team.
I'm actually not even kidding when I'm about to say this. I'm to the point where I feel like with Oklahoma softball and making it to the softball World Series in Oklahoma City each year, kind of like Alabama making the college football playoff. I just kind of expect it at this point.
There's no question. I'm trying to think of gymnastics, but there's no question that the softball team is the most dominant athletics program in Oklahoma, right?
Yes.
Patty Gasso's rolling, man. Absolutely.
Gymnastics is up there. I mean, they're good in gymnastics, but I think it might be softball.
Well, considering that sport was dominated by teams like from the South and East and the West Coast, the fact that they've built that in Norman is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I saw they sold out in 20 minutes. Is that right?
You pack them in, man.
I was also being serious about trying to get some tickets to that. So,
Patty Gasso's won 16 Big 12 conference championships and 4 national championships.
If you have tickets to donate to Mark, call 460-WWL.
I'll pay. You don't have to give them to me. I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay markup, but.
We'll take face value.
Sure.
WWLS.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, as far as the anything from baseball, though, anything stand out? I know Texas won the league on the final weekend. Boy, for such a surprising great year for Oklahoma State, that had to be a gut punch to have led the league for as long as they did and then get swept out by Tech on the final weekend so Texas can swoop in and win the league.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there were a lot of expectations for Oklahoma State coming into the season. And then they lost, like, their entire rotation to injury. Jensen Elliott, Parker Scott, and then the big kid from Dare Creek, Mitchell Stone, like 6'9 left-hander. All three guys got hurt at various times. So they kind of had to just sort of makeshift their pitching rotation. They got really hot with the bat, like, in the middle of the year and jumped to the big lead. But I think it kind of caught up with them. I mean, Texas Tech and Texas are the class of the Big 12, and it looks like those two are going to host, barring something crazy this week. And it looks like Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are going on the road. The Cowboys is a 2, and Oklahoma is a 2 or 3, right, Mark? Does that sound right to you?
I'd say 2, probably a 2.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma State will probably be a high-rated 2, and Oklahoma probably a lower. You know, Oklahoma might have to go to, like, Oregon State or something, but I mean, both teams, you know, they can hit. Both teams can hit a little bit. And I think Oklahoma State, if they ever get their rotation back, like, their better days are ahead. You know, they were sort of playing with house money to begin with. But, man, Texas Tech, those guys are scary. Those guys can hit.
They're the most talented team in the league, right?
I think that's right. You know, Texas has Cody Clemens, and, you know, they've always got pitching. But Texas Tech 1 through 9 has got some bats. They had the freshman of the year as well, dude that can steal a lot of bases, like led the league with 27 stolen bases. They're the type of team like Oklahoma State in the 80s where they could score 22 on you.
The Big 12 has done pretty well in baseball the last few years. They've been represented in Omaha and had some good teams. Just haven't been able to win one.
TCU being down is kind of a surprise, right?
The Cowboys were right there 2 years ago. I mean, in Oklahoma, under Sonny, you know, they made a big run. But, yeah, they just haven't. Did TCU win the national championship? Like, or they got to the national championship game. Which was it?
I don't believe they won the national championship.
So is Texas a few years ago the last team to win it?
I think so.
I think that's right. But Texas Tech had a pretty good run where they were in three of five College World Series. So they've been.
Yeah.
Tadlock's done
TCU,
a great job there.
TCU too. Yeah, TCU too. So I would say Tech, Texas, you know, and maybe even Oklahoma State, if they can get hot with the bats again, would have a chance to get to the Super Regional.
Well, it should make for, at the very least, it should make for a fun week and weekend there in Oklahoma City at the Bricktown Ballpark because, as Mark mentioned, the Big 12 has been really good and it's been extremely competitive league this year. So I would expect the same for the tournament.
Yeah, it should be good. Should be a lot of fun. And
TCU has
not won.
If you
ever get Bedlam in the title game, that would be a lot of fun.
TCU hasn't won it, but they've been to 4 straight College World Series. It's pretty good.
Yeah, they lost Luke and Baker to injury. They're big batter, but it would be a surprise if they did it again.
You have anything just taken on the deep into the world of college baseball? I'm impressed.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I was at the luncheon. I should know some stuff.
Well, absolutely. That's why we're picking your brain. Anything on the football front? Newsy, noteworthy.
I can't remember last time I was. What when was I on? Like Thursday? You know, West Virginia's out.
You'd broken out of a meeting just to come on with us peasants in Oklahoma City.
So since then, you know, West Virginia added a couple of grad transfers.
D linemen, right?
Defensive line. Yeah. So they're hoping that those guys can plug up some holes there. You know, Kansas fired their athletic director yesterday, which.
That's what I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, I talked to some people around the league yesterday about it, and I think that the assumption is that David Beatty is going to have to win, you know, 4 or 5 games this year to feel any kind of comfortability about coming back.
Man,
or
that's
show
tough.
Some progress, or show some
4 or 5 games.
Well, think about it. They've been really bad, right? I mean, they're
pay that man his money now.
They're as bad today as they were, you know, the day he took over. And even though they built up their scholarship limit into the 70s, I mean, if they go 1-11 next year, the new athletic director you would think would want to pick his guy, right?
I don't think that. I think that this move was not unexpected. The firing of the athletic director.
Well, I mean, they're still cutting checks to Charlie Weiss. I mean, that's the death knell.
They're going
to
cut Zinger a couple of checks, too.
Yeah. You know, they had launched this capital project, you know, upwards of $300 million, you know, to build a new stadium. I don't know the last time either of you have been to Kansas, but it's like playing in – I mean, there are probably 15 high school stadiums in Texas that are better than Memorial Stadium up there. It's really bad. There's no environment. And – so they, you know, they launched this project to kind of get on par, at the very least, so that when you know the conference realignment deck shuffle again, that they would be more attractive, even with their basketball program. And so, you know, Zinger was the one leading this campaign, and I think they were torn between, you know, firing him in the middle of fundraising and then firing him because, I mean, really. You know, had done not a great job. So ultimately the latter won out and they're going to try to, you know, maybe they have to put the fundraising on hold a little bit. But in the meantime, they've got to get a guy that can, you do not want to be where Kansas football is in 2022 when the Big Ten, the SEC start looking around and maybe send the college football world into upheaval again.
Well, under his watch, he hired Charlie Weiss, who went 6-22, and as you mentioned, they're still paying him. And he's hired David Beatty, who's gone 3-33. I believe that's somewhere in the ballpark of 9-55 collectively since he took over. This is what I don't understand about collegiate institutions, though. Okay, why in God's name did they give him a four-year contract extension last year? And now they owe him $1.4 million to get rid of him. Like, what prior to last year made them think that this was going well? Like, that is just wasted money. You see this all over the country, Drake, and it drives me nuts. Some of the people that ink coaches and ink athletic directors to these long-term extensions and then turn around and fire them a year later, I don't get it. You want to talk about not being able to look into the future? How'd this guy get an extension?
There's a great story to be done about the money gone bad in college sports, particularly college football, where coaches get money that for no other reason than that's just the way things are done. Like, I go back to LSU last year. You know, Coach Orgeron had absolutely no leverage in that situation. It wasn't like somebody else was going to swoop in and hire him away. And they gave him a deal with so much guaranteed money, it was unbelievable. Why? I have no idea. I mean, it doesn't work this way, really, in any other, forget sport, any other business entity there is. But in college sports and college football, you give coaches and you pay search firms money that you don't have to, it feels like to me. And this is another case of it where, I mean, listen, sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to pull out the checkbook, and sometimes as a businessman, which is essentially what you are, as the athletic director of a school, you know, you've got to be a better shepherd of the school's money. And I mean, it's a problem across the board in Kansas as the poster child, because it is insane that they and Notre Dame are still paying Charlie Weiss money.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
It's crazy. What's even crazier is that the athletic director that signed him to that deal got an extension a year ago, then they fire him to pay him $1.4 million buyout. Like, what?
A lot of these school presidents don't know what they're doing. Right?
It's unbelievable.
They've had a ton of issues in the athletic department. I guess there's a report in the OU Daily this morning that Kenny Mossman might be up for the Kansas job.
Good for Kenny.
It would be a good hire. I mean, I think he'd do a good job. He's done a great job at OU.
Yeah, Kenny's done a great job at OU. We all know Kenny well, great professional, and they need an adult in the room. It feels like there.
Yeah, and what he's from Kansas, right? I mean, went to college in Kansas.
He's a Kansas State guy. I mean,
he's a Kansas Stater, absolutely. But I mean, he's from the state of Kansas, so
yeah,
I'm sure
right.
He's at least
he is
got
a Kansas guy. That is true.
Pretty good lay of the land. Hey, Jake, great stuff. Let's do it again on Thursday. What do you say? Maybe 125-ish.
Yeah, sounds good, and I might be at the ballpark. I'll hold off on going to the beer line until.
Do they sell Dodger dogs in Oklahoma City? Since we are a Dodgers affiliate,
they have dogs there. Yeah, I don't know if they have the Chitalote.
Do they serve beer at this tournament? I can't remember. I think no.
You'll be on the job, dude. Don't be drinking at college
campuses. It was a joke.
Okay, just saying. Just want you to keep your gig. Can't be drinking and writing.
I have never appeared on the Sports Animal that I can recall under the influence, so I keep the streak going.
What is wrong with you?
Well, let's make – there's always time for first.
It might be the only one.
On Thursday.
So.
I hear it, man.
What, did you hear Craig this morning?
No, I didn't. Oh, was he – did you guys have to pop a beer on him?
I think he popped plenty. We didn't have to pop anything on him. Hey, thanks, Jake. We appreciate it.
See you guys.
Jake's gonna come on. Hey, this is a look into the future, people. This is what we do here. We can actually look forward, and we can predict what audio will sound like. Here's Jake Trotter Thursday at 1:32.
In the world, Mud, where is it?
San Diego.
Right here, man. You can't beat it.